I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Hell yeah. It's a Mark Grody Bears hit. Two words. The Bears are getting ready for their game against the Green Bay Packers, and our on-the-spot passport is one Mark Grody. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Groats, Bears.
Bears, I got to tell you guys right off the bat, because people always ask the question, what's the locker room like, whether or not the team is winning or losing? Like, what's everything like? I can say now that there has been discernible change in the locker room. The energy is different. It has gone up. You could feel it. It's loud. It's excitable. It's accessible. It's interesting, because I'm usually pretty guarded about just saying a locker room is better, and because that's what everybody wants to hear. You know, it'd be easy to say, but this is the first time, this is the first open locker room where I've really noticed it. So I think everybody has followed accordingly after a real win Wow. over a real team at a real stadium and beating the Eagles. So I wanted to start with that, but
it's interesting,
also,
Groats, but I mean, that's really interesting to think about, because I'm sure they're more confident. They're feeling it. They believe in themselves. It does present a different challenge in terms of maintaining the focus. It's like it's a little bit of a shift for the coach in that way.
It's, to me, Spiegel, it's be careful what you wish for. And I don't think anybody is being tentative about wanting to be a winner, but it's here now. And there's a new expectation. I've been saying it all along. This is no longer gravy and a bonus season and an extra season. And quite honestly, the players are acting accordingly, because I have yet to see, like, the locker room has been a good locker room. Quite frankly, it was a good locker room last year too, even with all the stuff happening. And maybe with all the stuff happening, they bonded together more. But I think I was asked the question, you know, maybe even a few weeks ago, about what's the locker room like when I'm winning. And honestly, I didn't really notice that much of a difference. Now I do. It's real. And so we'll act accordingly as well. It was all of that said, it was a cold outdoor practice for the Bears in preparing for the Green Bay Packers, which is Sunday at Lambeau. Got a little glimpse of the practice, and I can tell you that the following players did not practice today. Tyreek Stevenson, still nursing a hip injury. Roman Dunze did not practice today. He has a foot injury. Ruben Hippolyte, the backup linebacker, still has the shoulder injury. And old Joe Tooney just taking a little bit of rest today, so he gets a Veterans Day off. Limited, TJ Edwards was out there, still with the hand and the hammy injury. Kyle Manungai couldn't go 100% today because of his ankle. That was practicing in full today. Jalen Johnson, Noah Sewell, Andrew Billings and Dominique Robinson. Those last two guys, Big Bill Billings and Dominique Robinson, had had concussions. Looks like they are good to go, but we will wait for the injury report to come out tomorrow and we get the official designations. I had a great time along with other reporters today talking to Bears wide receiver DJ Moore, who had a very honest assessment on the passing game not being where it should be.
Ben starts this week talking about the need to get the passing game enlivened, and then he details it down to each position group. What do you hear, and what's the message coming off a signature win when the coach brings it up right away?
Get that done, or we won't have no passing game. So we need to be on the details on that. So, I mean, I like running the ball and blocking for the backs and get all the accolades, but no, we need some love on the outside too. So we need to get that going.
So that said, did you like hearing that from the coach?
You never want to hear nothing. I mean, it wasn't negative, but it wasn't the best feeling. So you just want to not have him say that anymore. So we just on the details. When he brings it to light, you better go out there and execute.
Specific example of some of the route precision that you can.
I could tell you from my perspective. I slipped twice this year, and I usually don't never do that. And the one in Philly was bad, and can't have that no more.
I mean, that's out of your control, right? Like,
no, that's not out of my control. They my feet. What you mean? Like, what you mean? Like, yeah. So when I slipped, I already knew. I was like, man. And they threw the ball. I was like, please just don't pick it, and let's try to move on from that.
Right cleats? You had the right. Did the feet have the right cleats?
All my cleats is the right cleats. Nike is the right way. But yeah, it didn't have nothing to do with the cleats. It was just me and how I was coming out the route.
They my feet is an all-timer right there.
It's an all-timer.
And him taking ownership of a slip, though, I like that.
What I like about the cut is, and I hope this doesn't get aggregated, there's good jealousy going on in that locker room now. The pass catchers are like, hold on, wait a minute. They're running the ball up and down the field. We can make plays too. But to make those plays, we have to be in the right spot. We can't miss assignments. We can't fall down. So I like that the offense is moving at such a rate that someone like DJ Moore is like, we want to get some of this stuff too. Mm-hmm. We want to be out here making the plays and being player of the week and all this good stuff.
They want that. And I think that they also understand, DJ Moore knows this, Ben Johnson knows this, everybody on the team knows this, that you are going to need more from the passing game. It all looked very easy last week, and it was dominant, and it was historic in a lot of ways what the Bears did with the two, you know, 100-yard rushers from last week. But that's the thing. Like, that's the beautiful part about this whole year, what's been going on. It's like, okay, all of that was good. The running was fantastic, but we still need DJ Moore making plays. We still need Luther Burden making plays. We still need Roma Dunze making plays. We still need Caleb Williams making plays. So I just thought that was a really healthy exchange, especially with DJ Moore saying that, hey, love blocking for all these guys, love getting them their accolades, Speaks, but they know, and this is not DJ Moore needing accolades. This is DJ Moore understanding the NFL, and that if this thing is to go anywhere, you do need both sides of the passing game and the running game to work.
Yeah, man. He wants the offense to do their part. He wants the wide receivers to do their part, but they are doing their part. Sounds like he doesn't mind blocking. As they're a winning team, man. They're 9-3. That's got to feel great to him.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And he has had some bad seasons in terms of win-loss record, Speak. So let me pick it up right there with our conversation with DJ Moore.
It's about winning for once while you're here. How gratifying is that?
Feels great. Out of 8 years, it's probably the best record I done had. And I'm just having fun with it. Winning makes football all fun.
How different is December when you're in a situation like this where now all of a sudden all these games have a lot more meaning?
December is important, and it's way better when you got a winning record and not a losing record, because you go out there and it's freezing when you're losing. And then when you're winning, you don't really feel the cold. Got to keep this up.
Man, it's all of us. Herb Howard was in with the Midday Show yesterday. When I went in and we said hello and we're talking, I'm like, hey, this is better, isn't it? Isn't this more fun? He's like, yeah, it is. Like, just psychologically, emotionally. And you can hear it in DJ.
It's great to hear it from him because of what Groats pointed out. This is a guy that hasn't played on winners. And when you have a career like that and you don't get the opportunity to play for stuff at the end, I imagine he's got all sorts of emotions that he is feeling right now, where he can be like, and same thing with Jalen, where Jalen is like, you know what? I'm going to do everything I can to get back to this team because I can lend something to this team that has an opportunity to win. That's a space that these guys as Bears have not been able to occupy. And now is getting real out here. And guys are playing well, including Nashawn Wright. And I know that Layla had a really great conversation with Nashawn Wright, and she was beaming about it, about how great it was for him and for her. I really love that. And now he's Defensive Player of the Month. Groats, how did that conversation with Nashawn Wright go?
I mean, just really an incredible story. So many parts, so many facets to the Nashawn Wright story that he was indeed named the Defensive Player of the Month. A guy, gentlemen, that was just hoping to make the 53-man roster in training camp now has 5 interceptions. Here's Nashawn.
It's crazy. I haven't too much thought about it, just because this league is so week to week, and you can't too much get caught in the moment. So, but now that you asked the question, I mean, it definitely is cool, super cool to just come from where I came from and be where I'm at now.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Yeah, man, he's playing his ass off, and you see that, and it goes along with the news today that Tyreek Stevenson did not practice again, and you know... Mm-hmm. That Nashawn has that job for another week, but we all know I think he's got a little bit longer than that, too. I mean, Tyreek is a good player who was taking good steps forward, and it'll be interesting to see what DA does, but you can't take Nashawn right off the field.
And the beautiful thing about it for Nashawn, too, is here's a real opportunity for him to get some money.
Some family wealth.
100%.
Yep.
Like, and it might come at the expense of Tyreek Stevenson. Who knows? But... whether it's he's going to get paid somewhere, whether it's here or not, I don't know. But the fact that in a season where he's had to deal with loss, and the fact that he goes out there, you don't know how all of this is going to play out, and he's made big plays. He's given up big plays too, but he's made big plays. And now to have that on your resume, it's been a while since a Bears defender has been named Defensive Player of the Month. Mm-hmm. And to have that on your resume is outstanding.
Do you remember who the last Defensive Player of the Month was? Do you guys happen to remember? It's really hard because it's like you don't remember the good much in the last 5 years. It was Robert Quinn. Robert Quinn.
Wow.
Bob Quinn in 2020. So it's been a little while. As a matter of fact, that coming up the end of this Bears update, I'm going to do a mini categories segment with you guys. So just
no way. I actually have a bonus category that I was going to do with you guys. So maybe we have two categories that we can play with each other.
Oh, right, wow.
Keep going.
Yeah. Let me get through this update here. The Bears, as I alluded to, had 2 100-yard rushers last week, which will likely be a more difficult task this week, in part because of the Packers starting safeties. You may have heard Ben Johnson name check those two safeties at his, without being asked earlier this week, Xavier McKinney and Javon Bullard. And here's Declan Doyle to fill in the blanks as to why you should be on the lookout for those two guys.
They do an exceptional job in the run fits. That would be the biggest area that I see. They're very willing to be physical. They show up fast in the run game. They make it challenging for your perimeter players to go block them. You know, they're certainly very good in the pass game as well, but that's the area that flashes off the tape right away. You know, you spend the day game plan at base, and as you're watching the defense, you're like, wow, these guys are hitting it downhill quickly. And that becomes it's a challenge for us on the perimeter to be able to go in and handle those things, and, you know, as well as our communication inside to be able to make sure we're accounting for those guys all the time.
Yeah, I saw a video today that someone had shared, Lawrence, of Evan Williams, the safety, just attacking a lead blocker, just like just running as fast as he could down towards the line of scrimmage and attacking the lead blocker and obliterating the lead blocker so somebody else could then make the play. You know, it's there's skill and there's toughness and there's will with those guys.
It's funny because these two teams, if they weren't blood rivals, we would talk about the similarities a little bit more between them. And the hunger now that you have, like, that's what's got me excited about it. Bears-Packers on its own is an exciting thing. But the fact that there's so much to play, it's a weekend of games starting tonight where you go, stuff is on the line. Like, the Lions could be damn near eliminated tonight.
Yeah, no, Tanny made the point in our pre-show meeting, like, every game every week matters. Because, like, what, are you going to be the one seed and not have to go out to L.A. and play the Rams out there?
Yes.
Be nice to do that here instead, wouldn't it? So, yeah, everything matters. Everything matters,
Mark Brody. All right, so we got Declan Doyle on the Packer safeties. What are people saying about Jordan Love?
Yeah, Dennis Allen, the Bears defensive coordinator, was front and center today, asked about Jordan Love. And keep in mind, Jordan Love has what Caleb Williams desires, and that is a completion percentage near 70%. He's at 67%, 19 touchdowns to 3 picks, been sacked 17 times. Dennis Allen had this to say about the Packers starting quarterback, Jordan Love.
I see a quarterback that, you know, does a really good job of processing. He gets through his reads. He knows where he wants to go with the football. He delivers the ball accurately. I see a guy that's playing really at a high level. He's got a lot of good skill players to get the ball to. So I think it's certainly a challenge for us, that's for sure.
Dennis, the numbers show that Jordan's been pretty good at different, basically every depth of the field. Where do you see his best efficiency? What do you have to prioritize?
Well, look, there's a lot of things that he does, you know, really well. You know, I think they're pretty aggressive in terms of how they want to attack you. They've got a lot of things where they're trying to attack you down the field, whether it be in the intermediate range or the deep ball down the field. I think he throws a really nice deep ball, puts it in a very catchable spot for his guys to go make a play. And yet, when that's not there, he does a good job of getting the ball down to the check down, and those guys gain yards on check down. So they make it challenging with what they do schematically, what they do, you know, in terms of the skill position players that they have. And so it'll be tough for us.
That's the difference, is the deep ball touch. It's the difference. And when DJ talks about the passing game getting going, things would be different if Caleb had completed some of the deep balls in these past 4 or 5 weeks.
So, Groats, I'm going to call an audible, because the fact that you and Spiegs are on the same page is worrisome to me in the best possible way. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. When we come back, nuggets and tidbits and categories from each of you. Is that cool with you?
Sounds good to me.
All right. That's before we play the real listener categories. We got bonus categories before categories.
Bonus Bears and I imagine Packers categories with Mark Grody, plus his nuggets and tidbits from Hallis Hall. Stick around. You're listening to Spiegel and Holmes here on The Score.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.